What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Drew Hill covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. And let me say, does an amazing job. Has been telling some fantastic stories over the last couple of weeks out at Summer League. Zach Edey meeting Gigi Jackson, driving a Kia. Just a ton of great stuff all summer long from Drew. And, by the way, a Green Eye Shade Award winner, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's a good one to win. Honestly, that's one I'm pretty excited about. Some of these awards, it feels like they give out every single year. I think there's been some jokes made on the station about that, but this is actually one that I'm pretty proud of and happy to receive.
Well, you do a great job, and I want to give you your flowers, because I know, you know, how challenging the current environment is in professional sports. It's not easy. It's not easy to do meaningful work. Just in the times that we live in, right? I mean, you know, if you were born in the 70s or 60s, you would have been born into a generation of the greatest access that ever existed. And it feels like, you know, in today's age, it's more and more sort of controlled by players and teams than ever before. And so to break through and to make an impact, you know, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not just handed to you. And the fact that you have managed to do that, and not only do that, but do a great job of telling the story and your writing. I think you're certainly deserving of this. So I wanted to make sure you heard that from me. I don't do that often, but I wanted to make sure that as part of this award, I did give you your flowers.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I do.
Okay, well, perfect. That honestly should mean more than the award itself, to hear that publicly from me.
I thought jokes were coming, and then you came at me with kindness here. I honestly don't even know how to respond, because this is not the John.
No, it's not. You know? It's not. But, you know, again, you know, this is a serious accomplishment, and you know, you certainly deserve it. All right. Grizzlies cannot lose in Summer League. It's amazing. It doesn't matter who is playing, who is not playing for the Grizzlies. Yesterday, no Cam Spencer, no Jake LaRavia, no Zach Edey. And I will say it got interesting. The Magic made it interesting, but it was at the end of the day, too much Scottie Pippen Jr., too much Gigi Jackson. I know we're, again, instructed by default not to react to Summer League at all, but there has to be something, right, to take out of the idea that Scotty and Gigi are doing things like this consistently, regardless of who's out there.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely a positive sign. Scotty, I think, has been like the MVP of Summer League for the Grizzlies, if we're being honest, based on what we've seen from him. His ball pressure is unbelievable. Like, as soon as the other team gets the ball, he's picking up 94 feet every single time. And he's been super, super impressive. The guy is banged up. Like, honestly, he's banged up. He's got cuts and bruises, and he had a huge knot on his forehead, not after yesterday's game, but the previous game before that. Like, he is battling out there. And he's even said, like, if they're going to give me 10 fouls, then might as well use all 10 fouls to my competitive advantage and just do as much as I possibly can on the defensive end to try to generate steals. And who cares if I pick up fouls? It doesn't really matter. They don't even go into the bonus until 10 fouls. So might as well just try your hardest to put as much pressure on the ball as possible every single time. And we've seen what he can do. I think that that is a really useful skill for him in particular, because, you know, we ask if he's going to be the backup point guard for the Grizzlies this year, and it's a perfectly fair question, I think, to ask. I think you also kind of have to note that they use Desmond Bane as a backup point guard. They let Luke Kennard handle the ball, assuming that gets done soon. They've got Marcus Smart as an option. So Scotty won't be the backup point guard every game unless they were to move him to a main roster spot. And look, that's not impossible. I suppose it could happen. It just doesn't seem that all that likely to happen right now. But, like, I think he has a useful skill in on-ball defense that in special situations where you need stops or you're trying to close out a game, you can put him on the floor and feel pretty good about what he can do. And so that has been great. It's funny because, you know, I was asking Jason March yesterday after the game about the defense, and he basically said, and about Edie, who's supposed to, you know, according to the Grizzlies, who announced that he was probable to come back and is likely to return, and he's still expected to return. Well, guess what? The game is today. This is the last game of the regular season. The Grizzlies have a chance to play in the Summer League playoffs coming up. It looks likely they could be there, so I suppose they could try to wait on Edie, but you would expect that he's going to play today. And so when I asked about Edie, he said, you know, yeah, we might have some better rim protection that's going to give us even better defense. I looked at Jason and said, they got to get to the rim first. Like, nobody's been able to get to the rim against this Grizzlies team because of Scotty, because of Isaiah Miller, honestly. So I've been really, really impressed. And Gigi came in with super high expectations, and I'm not saying he surpassed those expectations, but I think he's met them. Outside of that first game in Salt Lake City, he's been really good. So Summer League, by far, I think, has been largely a big success for the Grizzlies.
Interesting. So just obviously, you know, this is a very unregulated, unmandated kind of situation. You know, it's not like a typical NBA season game where, you know, you have to submit an injury report, you know, an hour and a half before the game. You have to have shoot-arounds and things like that. But just based on sort of the intimations and tea leaves, You personally would expect Edie to play in this one?
I mean, that is a guess. I'm full disclosure, I am in the Las Vegas airport this morning. I am coming back today. I've been gone since June 29th. I'm very excited to get back to my wife and the beautiful city of Memphis. So I won't be able to, like, really work on the beat today and see what's going on, poke around there. But again, this is the way that everything is unfolded, okay? So Edie gets hurt, you know, the rumors, the whispers start coming out the next day in Salt Lake City. Hey, he may be out, like, that was an actual ankle turn. Like, I don't know if he's going to play. So he doesn't play the second game in Salt Lake City, doesn't play the third game in Salt Lake City. You get to Vegas, everybody's kind of wondering, okay, is he going to be playing? You know, you do your digging, you ask around, and the response is consistently, well, he's not shut down, he's not shut down, he's not shut down, which means they still want him to play in Summer League. Now, I don't know if he's done everything in practice, but again, I don't think that there's anything to really worry about with this. Like, I just think that there's this natural reaction from Grizzlies fans to go absolutely berserk and crazy when something like this happens because of the way that last season unfolded. Like, this isn't a Steven Adams situation. There's not a question on whether or not Zach Edey needs surgery on his ankle. Like, that we're not like that. That has not unfolded. Nothing like that has happened. They're just letting the ankle heal up. And so, I would guess, and this is purely a guess, that he would probably play, because going into yesterday, they said he was likely to return, right, during Summer League. And so likely to return would mean he has to play today if they didn't have a chance at the playoffs. Now, things might change because Now they could maybe afford to wait to play him and give them even more time if they know they're going to have an additional game. But I think if you would have asked this question yesterday morning before they played the game, like, people probably would have, I would have guessed that the answer you would receive is yes, he's going to play. So that's the only reason why he may not play, I feel like, today, is because there might be another game on the horizon. And if there is, and the goal is to get him in one more, then maybe you wait.
Yeah, that's interesting, because the Pelicans are terrible. They've been one of the worst teams in summer league the entire summer. So I feel like if you're the Grizzlies, you've managed to beat you beat the Magic without Zach Edey, and the Magic were one of the best. So I think that's actually a really interesting idea that, hey, we're gonna go for this. I don't know if they intended to go for the summer league championship or not, but here we are, and they're right there. So I could see a scenario for sure where they're just like, let's get Zach. If we're going to bring him back, let's get him back in the most competitive summer league environment possible. I mean, that would make sense to me. And Gigi and Scotty have been, sort of good enough as is, to feel like you can get that done. So I don't know. It'd be interesting. You don't clearly need him against the Pelicans team, I feel like. You should feel confidence that, you've got enough. We're really breaking down summer league. You got to love it. You got to love it.
That is what we are here to talk about. And again, I just want to make sure this point comes across. This is I just see this online reaction, and maybe that doesn't reflect the reaction of the overall fan base. But I don't necessarily think that we've been misled on Grizzlies injuries all that much. I mean, the Steven Adams thing is a very notable exception that people were probably screaming at the radio saying, Steven Adams, we thought he was going to be back next to that season. Then they ruled him out. I get that. But that was a question of surgery or no surgery type of deal. That was a totally different situation. Said Brandon Clark was going to be back towards the end of the year. Brandon Clark came back. They said Desmond Bain was going to come back towards the end of the year. Desmond Bain came back. I get it. The injuries are super frustrating, but I don't think we've necessarily had a lack of clarity on Edey. The entire time they've said we expect that he's going to play by the end of summer league. So let's see if that happens. And if that doesn't happen, then that's the time to be outraged, not right now. Right now is not the time to be outraged about the Edey stuff. I get that it's disappointing that he hasn't played because everybody wanted to see him play, but he looked pretty good in that first game. I don't think they're really worried about whether or not Zach Edey is going to fit on the court for the Grizzlies this season. So just give it – let's see what happens today. I hope we get an entertaining game, even though you're right, the Pelicans have not been very good. And it's funny. I don't think they came to summer league intending to say the goal is to win the championship. That's never the goal of summer league. It's player development. Let's get used to playing the style we want to play. But now that it's kind of right in front of them, did get the sense yesterday that they do want to win it. But Jason March basically said to me, he said, this is all great. And I do want us to try to go win. Obviously, the goal is to win every game. I'm just really happy that they continue to play the way that we want them to play, because sometimes in summer league or at the G League showcase, you do see a little bit of selfishness, guys trying to get theirs, trying to prove that they belong. That has not been the case at all with the Grizzlies. And so that's been really good. It's been the same formula every time. They're just so nasty on defense that they force the other team into a bunch of turnovers and get a bunch of easy buckets as a result of it.
We're talking to Drew Hill, Green Eye Shade Award winner for 2023 for his great work on the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian last season. All right, I want to ask your opinions on a couple players, some with the Grizzlies in summer league, some not with the Grizzlies in summer league. Cam Spencer, he has shown a ton. He's been amazing in the role that he's had. Is there a decision to make on him, or is it just as simple as we're gonna keep him in South Haven and hope he develops, and if he does, we'll call him up? What's that look like?
I mean, you can't make that decision right now, obviously, based on a couple summer league games. But he's impressed, I can tell you that. He's another guy that missed the last game with an ankle. That was a real ankle turn, so I haven't heard that he's out today, but I would probably not expect him to play. He's been impressive. Obviously, he shot the ball really well. They love his energy. The guy just runs around and tries to make plays absolutely everywhere. Obviously, there's this notion that he's totally crazy, and I kind of love it. I think a lot of the people around the team just find him to be a super fascinating guy. Gigi was telling a story about how he was just running around shooting after practice and missed two shots in a row, totally on his own, just shooting on his own, and got so mad he's like slamming the ball off the backboard because he's so frustrated that he missed two shots. Like, that's like, that'd be like you doing that in the backyard. It's just a little crazy. It's a little crazy, but it comes from a really competitive place. And so they really like him. I really like him. I just think he's got to get a little bit better of a feel for the NBA style and NBA offense, because he has he's found himself not always in the right place for the Grizzlies, but I think a lot of that comes from what he did at UConn, where his energy was just so infectious and so important to that team that they would allow him to sort of run around and freestyle and kind of try to make an impact on the game. He doesn't need to do that as much for the Grizzlies, so that's a little bit of an adjustment, but I would say that they've been pretty impressed with him. Let's see what he does at the NBA level before we talk contracts. I mean,
lifetime.
Contract. Time deal. All no, right. I think some people are already ready to go there. But he's been good, and there is a chance that the Grizzlies could go into the regular season with a spot open. But, like, you've also got Scottie Pippen, who's been pretty good, too, as another option for they do indeed go into the season with the spot open.
And then Jalen Wells, what have you made of what he's shown? Obviously, it's been up, it's been down. What do you make of him?
I think he's interesting because when they drafted him, and I will have some stuff coming on Jalen Wells soon, maybe next week. I spent a lot of time with his people in Salt Lake City, so I just need a chance to gather all those thoughts and get something out there. I can tell you what I've heard from the staff, and that is he plays defense a lot better, I think, than they even expected when he showed up. They drafted Jalen Wells as a prototypical NBA shooter. Like, this guy's got size, he can shoot. That's kind of, both of those things are needs. Well, he hasn't shot the ball that well in summer league. No reason for alarm there. If you go look at what Gigi did in summer league last year versus, you know, how he kind of found himself during the regular season, there's definitely there's no reason for alarm on the Jalen Wells stuff. But they are impressed by what he's done on the defensive end, which was not something that they necessarily thought was going to be a strength of his when he showed up. We'll see what he does the rest of summer league. I think eventually some of these shots are going to go in and people will feel a lot better about it. Remember Jake? I mean, when Jake showed up to summer league, his rookie season, he was Mike Miller, remember? Because he made a bunch of shots in the first game, and then that didn't turn out to be the case. And then Gigi was like, nobody raised an eyebrow at Gigi during his first summer league, and now he's coming back to summer league with some of the highest expectations we've ever seen for a Grizzlies player coming into a summer league. So let's try not to overreact to Jalen Wells' struggles to start here.
And then lastly, in terms of, I don't know how much summer league you have taken in, you know, outside of Grizzlies, but they obviously have played other teams too that you've been in attendance watching. Is there a rookie that you've seen over the last, you know, 5-6 days that you're like, oh yeah, for sure, they're going to be a good one?
I mean, Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
I caught some of Reed Sheppard's game when they played against Detroit and Los Angeles, just because those games happened to line up with the Grizzlies. Look, I know there was tons of reporting out there that the Grizzlies were trying to trade up to go get Donovan Clingan. You're going to have a hard time convincing me that they didn't have a ton of interest in Reed Sheppard too, because he just fits the Grizzlies model so well. Like, the Grizzlies don't draft players that are huge projects. They draft players that are already good basketball players. And Reed Sheppard was undeniably already a good basketball player and analytically extremely good as he entered the draft. They probably would have had to get all the way to 3 if they wanted to get a guy like that. But, you know, they did have those conversations with the Rockets, right? Like, that was out there, that those were happening. Maybe it was for Klingon, maybe it was for another player. I don't think we'll ever know that answer. But Reed Sheppard has been really impressive. I think he's going to be a really good player. He would have been a great fit on the Grizzlies, but you know what? Edie fits a big need, and he's been pretty good too. So, yeah, I I've liked what I've seen from Reed Shepard so far.
You know who I actually like want to bet on as a, and I know you don't, you can't bet because you have integrity, but Tristan Da Silva at plus 10,000. Like, that dude is a real NBA player, and I don't know, you know, again, what his role is going to be necessarily for the Magic next year, but. I mean, you saw it up close and personal yesterday. Like, that guy is a big-time shot maker. He's going to be a good one. I don't know if it's going to be Rookie of the Year worthy, but plus 10,000, it might be worth taking a flyer on him.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, he played with Cody Williams, right?
And yes.
He was a lot better than Cody Williams.
No
in the
question.
Tournament.
I can't say that
I watched a ton of Colorado basketball last year, if we're being honest. But I did watch the Colorado tournament games, and Da Silva was pretty impressive. So, yeah, no, he's obviously been pretty good, too, since he's been here. But I was kind of bummed. I wanted to see Anthony Black yesterday because I felt like Anthony Black and Gigi would have been a fun matchup to see. But, you know, can't get everything that we want. We haven't seen Edie since the first game. Hopefully we see him today.
Hopefully so, man. Well, welcome back. Safe travels back home to Memphis. My man's been gone since June. That's absolutely insane. So we'll get you back home in Memphis. We'll be glad to have you. And thanks for the time, as always, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you later.
Yes, sir. He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, man, that's a grind out there. I think he said he's been gone since the 20-something. So, whoo, buddy, that's a long time away from the house. So, good on him getting back home. We'll come back. Jason and John, I'm trying to find him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.